Shalom, and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony. And we ask you all to send your testimony to us at paul@inspiredfaith.org. That's paul@inspiredfaith.org. Send your testimony. Your testimony could help save someone's life, or you could change the life they're living now. This week's testimony is sent to us by one of our regular listeners and people that I've known for 4 years at least, maybe longer. And it's from Lori in Oregon, and she is there with her son, Levi. And this is what Lori writes. It's called Being a Light on the Front. I wanted to give a testimony about my time out here these past few years in my neighborhood. As you know, we've been here for about 5 years now, and it's been a real mission field. If any believers out there are listening to this, if you want a ministry, you don't have to look too far at all, for it's right outside of your front door. Reach out to your next-door neighbors and to the people across the street, even to those who are walking down your street, to the salespeople who knock on your door, anybody the Lord brings into your path. Those are the people He wants you to touch for His purpose. And I truly believe this with all my heart. When we first moved here, things were so bad, I called the police at least 3 or 4 times just the first week we were here. The Lord moved us in here, that's for sure. We were moved into subsidized housing. I even had a neighbor here tell me not to unpack my boxes because I'd want to move out right away. But the Lord, it seems, had other plans. First of all, there were lots of kids here, and I found out not many of them had heard the gospel, let alone a Bible story. Now, let's not forget that here in America, the Bible is banned in the public school. These kids all had hurting parents, hurting and angry, to say the least. I thought to myself, wow, what a mission field. My last paid work was kids at after-school ministry, and this was right up my alley. The kids were not the only ones who needed to hear the good news. Over the course of a few years, 5 or 6 of these kids here became believers. And the enemy was really angry at me about this and tried to retaliate on many occasions. We had a suicide here to show you how bad the opposition had been at one point. And I wanted to give up and run away from this a few times, to say the least. It was just so bad. I stood my ground, and with the Lord's help and my faithful prayer warrior intercessor friends around the world, and some of the oppression here was now lifted. But I will not let my guard down. So if any of you are listening to this testimony, I hope you will put us on your prayer list. We can use all the prayer we can get. We had a lot of violence here, car break-ins, stolen cars driven into the parking lot, all kinds of things, and especially a lot of angry people. Any normal person who didn't have a mission for love for people in their heart could never live here, not for very long anyway. We had one family who lived here for 4 weeks before they were quickly gone. I went over to ask them why they were moving out so soon, and they told me they could not be paid enough to stay there and live. We could not have ever survived physically, spiritually, or even emotionally if it were not for the Lord's help. He was here with me those times I was yelled and screamed at by the people who needed someone to pick on that week. I have this saying that I tell to my friends in the Lord, and it's my attempt at humor, but it's true. And this is what I say when I feel like things are not going right for me. Disciples got persecuted for the Lord, so shall we. I have this saying, at least I have not been thrown overboard from a ship or exiled to the island of Patmos yet. And they all laugh, but it's true. I soon found out that being a light on the front can take on many forms. You can pray for people, give them words of hope and encouragement, bring them food or clothing or even toys. Reach out to them with the love of Yeshua. Give them the good news of the gospel of salvation, John 3:16. That's what it is all about. You can pray the forces of darkness away, but I tell you that nothing will work unless you are praying. Prayer is the key for doing anything for the Lord. There are many things you can do. I decided taking things one day at a time was a good way to go. Several times I've had people knocking on my door requesting prayers or advice about finding resources. I'm a walking resource of information for people. Sad to say, though, some churches tend to turn a blind eye to the poor and needy, those that Jesus has cried tears over. He truly has a broken heart for the brokenhearted, the outcast, the homeless, the drug addicts, those in prison, the widows and orphans, the elderly and disabled, those that our society ostracizes and disdains. He has a broken heart for them. He also has a broken heart for the people in the churches who turn a blind eye to his hurting sheep. If you truly want to do something for the Lord, go to his lost sheep. Give them some love and kindness, a hug, words of encouragement, prayer, and even some food and clothing. We are to be his hands. We are to be his feet. This, I feel, is where his heart is at. I was feeling a bit discouraged this week. It's been a rough time here lately, but I keep my eyes on Yeshua HaMashiach, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lamb who was slain from the foundations of the earth. Last night, in particular, I was crying out to the Lord again. It had been a really rough week, and I was exhausted. I said, "Lord, please send me a sign you have not forgotten me here in this place." And then I went to sleep. Well, today I received an email from Aviad Cohen saying he has a new song to go and check it out, and also over at his MySpace page. So I went to his homepage and listened, and the song was called Light on the Front. I began to cry when I listened to the song. I could almost feel like it was written just for me. But I know many of my brothers and sisters in the Lord Yeshua have been going through some really tough times lately, so I've been sending many this song so that they could hear it too. What a great song it is, and thank you, Aviad, for being faithful to the Lord and listening to his voice, being faithful to him even in the midst of any adversary or persecution. He is truly the friend that will stick by you closer than any brother. Back to my apartment complex. I found out recently from the chief of police himself here that crime rate was down in my city 33% in the past year. I attribute this to the many prayers going up for this place and for my city, and also for the great police force we have here too. Without them, we would all be in trouble. I tell them all the time they are my heroes too. Some of you here have prayed, and I thank you very much. Ephesians chapter 6 does not lie when it says that we wrestle against principalities and powers of darkness and wickedness in high places, and we need to have our armor on at all times and to keep it highly polished. These days we are living in and are becoming just like in the days of Noah, and we must do all that we can to stand, and that's biblical also. Put and keep your armor on, pray and stay prayed up, and look straight ahead, not to the left or the right or back to the plow. Keep your heart and mind and thoughts and eyes focused on Yeshua HaMashiach. He is our deliverer and our friend. So I would hope that you would take the words of this great song from the Lord that Aviad wrote and recorded, take them to heart, and be a light in the front. Hallelujah. This is signed by Lori in Oregon. I've known Lori for, I guess, about 4 years now, and I know that what she's been going through, and I've tried to pray her through it as much as possible. Folks, there's nothing more important to do but to remember that the mission field starts the minute you walk out your front door. Don't ever forget it. It's not in some exotic country. It's not over in India or Africa. It's right when you walk out your front door as part of the mission field. Get involved and keep yourself prayed up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lori, so much for this word. We really appreciate it. And we ask all the listeners to get involved. Send us your testimony. It will be an inspiration to others. It will help others understand and improve their relationship with the Father and with the Son. God bless you all. Send your testimonies to paul@inspiredfaith.org. Put testimony in the subject line. Listen in next week at the same time for another listener testimony.